Welcome back to the Press Box on the Saturday, the best Saturday of the year. It's Kentucky Derby Saturday. And as always, my great friend, the guru, the affable, the dapper, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, the Hall of Famer that he is, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Dave, this is a day we all look for.
Yes, sir, Gina, and let's go ahead and get right into it because there's a lot to get to. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So what a week it's been. Maximum of 20, four scratches, but then shortly after 9 a.m. this morning, you know, everything was turned upside down when the state veterinarian scratched the Derby favorite Forte. So this is your bailiwick. So take me through what's happened and why.
Well, you know, I guess this is going to fall. We're still waiting on the Racing Commission and to release, I guess, a statement.
Correct. At the time of this taping, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, on, you know, what has occurred and why. But, you know, out of an abundance of caution, I think, is the phrase that people like to use these days.
Yep.
You know, with the situation being what it is, nobody in any world wants a horse to be injured anytime,
no.
Any place, in the farm, at the racetrack, or anywhere in between. And so, it's unfortunate. It's disappointing. It's sad. It's probably heartbreaking for the owners. I've seen some video this morning that was taken back there, the horse jogging for the state vet. But at this point in time, you just got to acquiesce and think that the state vet is doing what they, or the state veterinarian is doing what they think is in the best interest of both the horse and the sport, and have faith that they've made a decision that they didn't come by lightly, and that they're doing it in the best interest of the race and the horse itself.
Mike Rapoli, the owner of the horse, is quoted as saying he was shocked, sad, and devastated. Rick Bozich from WDRB was apparently on the backside and tried to get state vet Nick Smith to comment, and he told Bozich that he could not comment right now. So there will be much speculation during the day about this. It will be a storyline, but it will not overshadow the story that is the Kentucky Derby. So let's turn our attention now to the race. I guess my first question for you would be, how does this change the way you are going at the race in terms of betting?
Well, it turns the world upside down for me personally, and I think many other people, because I had not only Forte as the favorite, I had him as the key play of the day. I had him four off my numerical, review of the race, my system. I had Forte four links better than anybody else in the field, and I've
wow.
never had that in my handicapping career or lifetime in the Kentucky Derby. And so, I mean, this horse I thought was not only a favorite, I thought he was a prohibitive favorite, and most likely a potential horse that could go on and do many, many, many great things. On the 50th anniversary of Secretariat,
right,
we all
right.
like to think that there may not ever be another Secretariat, and there may not be. But, you know, every year you believe that there's a horse that's out there that might have a chance to become the
sure.
next Triple Crown winner. And I really thought this horse, had that potential, and hopefully he's able to overcome whatever it is that led the state that to scratch.
And let me say this, Gene. I'm not saying this because we're longtime friends, but I so respect your view on racing and everything, and the two people that I respect as much as anybody. And listen, there are a number of people that make money wagering in this game and analyzing this stuff. So this is not a knock against anybody, but you and Darren Rogers, the PR person who does such an incredible job at Churchill Downs, has the two of you have been incredibly bullish on on Forte and what he can do. And to just interject one thing, as I continue to look through Twitter at the time of this taping, I mean, there's a lot of sensitivity out there right now. Travis Stone, who we'll hear today calling the 149th Derby, just tweeted out, the veterinarian is an employee of the state of Kentucky and not of Churchill Downs. So, I mean, this is going to be something we're going to continue to hear about. But number one is we hope that this incredible athlete, you know, it's just one of those minor things. That's why I say all the time when I speak to people, you know, it's really pretty rare, you know, when the Kentucky Derby winner is Horse of the Year, because the Kentucky Derby is about who's the best three-year-old on the first Saturday in May. And it's kind of like, in a lot of different ways, it's like the NCAA basketball tournament, where you can get knocked out for a variety of reasons, instead of, say, the NBA playoffs, where the best team usually wins 4 out of 7 games.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Buzzy, you know, this is, you know, I listened to your quote of Mike Popoli, and I mean, I had a, you know, Rob Murphy and I, Brett, had a horse one
yep.
time. This is several years ago. We ran second in the Illinois Derby, and we were 21st on the money list, and you know, a horse named Golden Spikes, and
yep.
at that time, they didn't have an also eligible list. And so we waited all week long. Nobody scratched. We weren't allowed to enter. And then on Derby, before the Derby, two horses scratch. And,
oh.
and I was so, and we were going to be not the favorite. But you know, I mean, you know,
you had a shot. You
had a
been
shot.
In.
I mean, for a poor guy, I grew up poor and have a dream and be sitting there on the cusp of having a horse and walking over with him, for that to have. I was so devastated. We didn't even go to the Derby that year. We went and watched a movie, and it was a Derby movie. It was it was kind of a capulation of some
right.
trainers trying to get to the Derby, and I sit there and bawled, and it makes your heart for the connections, because it's, you know, you take, let's just say round numbers, take 20,000 foals, and 20 of them have a shot
right.
to run in the Derby on an annual basis. You know, it's a tough game. And then you get there as the prohibited favorite, and on the day of the race, you get scratched. It's got to be one of the most, I mean,
yep.
Gut-wrenching, punch in the gut. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Isn't this the second time that he's had a favorite that didn't get to the race?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and, you know, you got Todd Fletcher, who's a Hall of Fame trainer. He's won the Derby multiple times.
Right.
You know, it breaks your heart for those people. And because here's the thing about the Derby, you never get another shot.
No.
I mean,
no.
Not with that horse.
No.
I mean, you got one shot.
And well,
I just hope that, let's just say, I mean, I don't know the state vet personally.
Yeah,
I know that there's a lot of concerns about a horse welfare. At the same time,
and rightfully so.
Yeah, and
rightfully so.
Absolutely. And everybody wants the best for the sport and for the welfare of the horse, no doubt. But there's a lot of concern, too, about putting that kind of control and power in the hands of one or two people, too. And so I'm not saying – I just hope they're right. I'm not suggesting they're not, but I mean, this is monumental decision making and control and power, and you know, and it has a lot of repercussions. But guess what? I mean, people have already invested a lot of money on the wagering side of this.
And let's go back, since we're just a little older. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. You know, it wasn't a situation like this, but this kind of thing has happened before. It was back when Dancer's Image, I believe, was the first winner to be disqualified from the Derby by state vet. I believe it was it Alex Hardhill, or I can't.
Well, no, he was the practicing attorney. I mean, veterinarian. But he was Dancer's Image was disqualified for a drug overage, and he was first and only until the time of maximum security. Oh, not maximum security was disqualified for a racetrack infraction. That was the only time that happened as a racetrack infraction, meaning a inquiry. And then, of course, then you had the Medina Spirit issue, with he was the second to be disqualified because of a drug situation. So, you know, this is, but I, in my lifetime, I've never seen this happen with a horse that obviously the connections didn't want to see scratched. The owner and the trainer were right there watching the horse jog for the state veterinarian. It kind of surprises me, quite honestly, Dave, that they waited to the morning of the Derby to take this kind of review. If they had any inkling that this was a problem, why in the world do you wait to the morning of the Derby? And that would be my biggest concern and comment, is that, you know, there was video that the horse took a bad step on the track. Well, you know, that could be for a number of different reasons. But I certainly wish that the state veterinarian and the state racing commission would have taken a more proactive position. You should, I mean, if they knew about a possibility of doing this and waited till the day of the Derby.
Right. And just to be clear, Dr. Alex Harthill was Dancer's image veterinarian.
Correct.
And our late friend Billy Reed, who was writing for the Courier, was appropriately aggressive in his questioning of Dr. Harthill, and I believe Dr. Harthill punched him.
He knocked him to the ground, and some people say it as God rest Billy so, and
God
rest, God rest Alex. Some people said it might have been good for both of them. So,
oh my God. Okay, so I know people can still hear the emotion in your voice, but let's go ahead and let's get to business now. In light of all this stuff, how are you going to play it today?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, I've handicapped the race, and I've put my horses in order according to the way I would handicap any other race. And, you know, so you just kind of go to the next man up. And the next man up is another horse in Todd Fletcher's barn, Tappet Trice.
Yep, I agree.
And, you know, here's a horse that won the Bluegrass, I think had every chance in the world not to win it. I mean, he's a horse that probably doesn't like to be closer on the lead. Keeneland's always been and always will be a speed favoring track. He verifying I was very bullish on that horse in that
right.
race, as you well
yeah.
know. And Tappet Trice came and got him in the deep stretch, and I thought was very, very impressive. So I now elevate Tappet Trice as the number one selection.
Gene, to me, he's just like a big fullback. You know, it takes him, he's a powerful horse. It takes him a while to get going, and it's like he just rumbles through the stretch when he gets a chance.
Yeah, and he's got the pedigree to be fantastic. You know, he's by Tappet, one of the greatest. But Tappet's never had a Kentucky Derby winner. Maybe it's his first.
And Tappet Trice is the highest priced sales yearling in the field, right?
Yep, he is. And, you know, very, you know, well-respected from the time he hit the ground, obviously, until the time he was sold at Keeneland. Well, I know he was. $1.3 million at the 2021 Keeneland September yearling sale. You know, I thought his race in the Bluegrass was very impressive, both visually and from a handicapping perspective. He's gutsy. He's talented. He's definitely a threat. And I think he's probably going to become now your post-time favorite.
I know you're not going to let this race – all that being said, you're not going to go let this race go off without playing some Brad Cox horses.
Well, that's absolutely true. And the next two are going to be horses that I play. Angel of Empower, the 14.
Yeah.
The winner of the Arkansas Derby. He's a deep closer or a closer. That, you know, I've said all along, I think the horse is just now kind of coming into his own. I think he's going to be, if this was the Belmont Stakes, I'd say Angel Empire and check the box and move on. You know, he's a Pennsylvania bred, and people say, well, that doesn't matter. He doesn't know he's a Pennsylvania bred. Well, yeah, he doesn't. But this is 149th Kentucky Derby.
That's right. There are historical trends for a reason.
Yes. And this is history. And there's only been two Kentucky Derby winners that were bred in the great state of Pennsylvania. I don't have anything against Pennsylvania.
Right.
It's just that history tells me that the chances of a Pennsylvania bred winning the Kentucky Derby are remote. In fact, there have been more.
That's why they call it gambling, right?
That's right. So You know, you got Angel of Empire. The horse that I'm really going to probably gravitate to, and I liked him before, but I'm certainly going to gravitate to more, is another Brad Cox horse by the name of Hit Show. And be careful how you pronounce that. Hit.
Yes, that's show. Right.
He drew the dreaded one hole, but with the number of scratches, they're going to be able to move that gate out some. Or gate, you know, the gate situation doesn't become as significant.
No.
This horse ran huge in the Wood Memorial, and I know the Wood Memorial is no longer kind of the
what it was.
Yeah, the place to go to prep for the Derby. But let me say this: I think this horse ran a huge. He ran a monster race to be second. Got bit in the nose in the Wood. I think he's coming on like gangbusters. The thing that I really like about him, he's jumping out of his skin. I mean, he was so hard to control in the mornings that they put draw reins on him. And Brad Cox is a guy that can train horses. And
yes, sir.
And the last horse that was this manly going into the Derby that they had to put draw reins on to control and get, you know, focused was a horse by the name of Always Dreaming, trained by Todd Pletcher. And we know what Always Dreaming did over a sloppy track. He went out there and he went to the lead, and they're still watching him from behind.
Yep.
So Hit Show is going to be probably the horse I gravitate to and utilize even more. I think the Derby becomes much, much, much more wide open. Verifying the two horses, another Brad Cox horse, that would be my fourth pick. He ran second in the Bluegrass, but he dropped his rider the other day on the track and kind of ran off a little bit. You never want to see that.
You don't want to see anything.
That's right.
Off kilter.
Coming into the Derby, you've done all your work. You've done everything to get ready. And then that happens and you go, oh, my God, So you take a few gulps. I think those are my top four now. Tappet Trice, and then Angel of Empire, and
Hit Show,
and then Verifying would be the top four. There's a few other horses I think I'm going to use underneath, but those would be my top four.
Tappet Trice to win is going to have some speed. So if you have Hit Show, Get Free down on the one hole, you've now got Tappet Trice, I believe, in the six. I could see Tappet Trice trying to run down Hit Show in a stretch. Absolutely.
Yeah. The horse that most likely, I think, now is probably going to show a lot more speed is Verifying, breaking from that two hole. I think he might, this is a very well-bred horse.
He and Hit Show could just run together, right?
Yeah. I think Hit Show will probably be off of it. Maybe from down there. I think he might be laying that 4 or 5 spot.
Okay. All right. I get you. Yep.
And I think, he's a big gray. You're not going to have trouble spotting Hit Show.
No, you're not.
I think in the Wood, he drew an outside post, and they had to do some things with him they normally wouldn't do to just get him in position to have a shot. And I think this race now, with the exit of Forte, comes wide open, and it wouldn't surprise me if some other horses down
get another bomb like a Rich Strike.
Well, I don't know if we go that far. Those horses don't come along a whole lot, but it wouldn't surprise me. You're going to see Jace's Road, Cyclone Mischief, a couple of those horses now probably.
Let me ask you that question: how much is Cyclone Mischief helped now by the fact that Irad Ortiz Jr. is off of the favorite and is now going to ride Cyclone Mischief?
When you take the world's best rider and you put him up, it's not a bad thing, right? I mean, it's kind of like pitching in the World Series and all of a sudden Nolan Ryan at the age of 28 is available,
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, it never hurts being able to pick up a guy like him, but, you still got to have the horse. I certainly think Cyclone Mischief now becomes a forward presence. I think you see Jace's Road out there as well. Now, do they have the stamina to carry them a mile and a quarter, carrying the weight they're carrying, 124? I still think that that my my top horse would be Tappet Trice and the Angels in Power. And then I'm going, you know, at one time, I think Hit Show was 30, 40, 50 to 1. And,
right,
you know,
right.
You're not going to get that now. But I still think Hit Show is going to be a horse that I utilize. And, you know, coming off the Oaks, and we didn't talk about it on air, but I did have it printed so people can go back in the book so they know I didn't make this up. But,
yeah,
you know, we hit pretty well in the Oaks. Our handicap has been pretty darn good since Keeneland and the first
yep.
2 days at Churchill. And
you've been
and,
hot.
You know, when you get hot, you don't last forever. But, you
no.
know.
Ride it while you can.
Ride it while you can. And I really – you know, we not only had the winner, we had the exacta, we had the try, and the super in the Oaks, and
oh my
and that
gosh.
Wasn't a bad payday.
Pretty good payday for Miss Leanne. We love that.
That Miss Leanne is already picking out garments off the internet. So
I mean, I don't know how she could top the lovely 1,000 butterfly hat for Oaks Day, but we'll be interested to see it today. I know you've been waiting for this, so you can get all Gene's picks. At the pressboxlts.com. The Buzz Baker Thundersnow pick of the day for the Derby will be Mage. Now, I will be putting a shekel or two on Mage. Nothing scientific, only a gut feel.
No, I like your thought there. I mean, Mage went right past Forte in the Florida Derby, and then Forte rallied late to beat him. I think Mage moves way up. I think you're onto something there. I'm shell shocked this morning, and
yep.
I'm disappointed. I hope that the decision was the correct one. I have no reason to believe or second guess. I have no evidence of anything else, and so you just hope and trust that the people making those decisions are doing what they think is in the best interest of the horse. But it's gut wrenching because I really thought Forte not only would win the Kentucky Derby, I thought he would and could win the Triple Crown, and
that means he could still be a great one. He could
yeah.
he could be that horse at the end of the year.
Yeah,
gets himself into the Horse of the Year discussion. We just hope
right.
that's the case.
Yep.
All right, brother. Well, the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, looking forward to seeing you in just a few and having a great day and enjoying this Kentucky Derby 149. And not only may the horse be with you, but be with us.
Absolutely. Well, let's have a great day. Can't wait to see you and Miss Donna. And we're going to have a great day and enjoy this beautiful Kentucky weather and watch the greatest horse race of all time.
Yes, sir. See you soon. Love you, my friend.
Be careful, brother.
All right, buddy.